Welcome to a new series of the CRA podcast titled CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time or are new to CRA Today, you'll find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. Well, it's National Financial Capability Month or Financial Literacy Month, and I wanted to share a couple resources with you in case you want to start a new program or maybe even level up and expand your different initiatives throughout your communities. So luckily, there are many resources to get you started. You can choose to do a customized version because, of course, your bank has lots of financial capability to share out in the community, or you can start with some curriculum that's available to you, and I'll share those resources with you here. So, of course, the FDIC Money Smart program is available to you, and some people consider this the Swiss Army knife of financial capability resources. They have a broad range of curriculum tailored for young people, young adults, older adults, and even small businesses. So it's really comprehensive in what they offer. Now, it's important to note that some of the modules are a little long, some over 2 hours. So you might want to break those into pieces or just pull out some key elements to deliver a more concise type of training out in the community to see if that's helpful. So you could take all of this curriculum and then you can consider how to customize it based on the needs of your community. So FDIC Money Smart is a great resource for you, and it's free. So it's definitely something you want to consider. The Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, they have a Building Wealth 5-module program, and they offer that in a variety of different formats. So that is a great resource as well. And then, of course, we have the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and they pulled together a wide variety of educational tools, and there's even a database of 270 financial literacy activities for youth or downloadable publications for youth and adults available in a variety of different formats. So definitely check that out as well. Of course, we have the American Bankers Association. They have a variety of ready-to-teach modules and curriculum with activities and downloadable assets to support you in delivering financial literacy within your community. Some of those are Get Smart About Credit, Teach Children to Save, and Safe Banking for Seniors. So such important elements and programs that are offered through the American Bankers Association. So you might want to check those out. There's also a real comprehensive list of financial literacy resources and issues and statistics and events at the OCC's Financial Literacy Resource Directory. All of these resources will be noted and linked to in the show notes, so go ahead and check that out next. Anyway, I care deeply about financial literacy, and I think every month should be Financial Literacy Month. I hope that was a helpful reminder that there are many tools out there to support you in deploying financial literacy in your local communities. I hope that helps, and until next time, bye for now. Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.